The opinions expressed on the following sponsored program are strictly those of the host, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors. Welcome to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. The Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour brings to you the very latest nutrition information, and the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers bring you EDLP. More about EDLP during the show. Here are your hosts, Al Foreman and Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionist.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's a beautiful Friday morning here in Margate. I am sitting in Janet's office at 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. And we are just a half a mile south of Sample Road on the street that says Northwest 31st Street. And just make a right turn, we're in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And that's where you'll find me and Janet. And Janet will be here available to speak to you today from 4 to 7. But right now, we have the pleasure of speaking with Janet up at the Greenland store, which is up in Delray on Federal Highway. Good morning, Janet.
Good morning, Al.
And I hope everything is good up in that part of the South Florida area. I'm sure the weather must be very, very warm and toasty.
Warm and toasty it is.
Well, it's supposed to get warmer and more toastier as the day goes on. But that's what South Florida is all about. I have a question. Sorry, you're going to say something?
What we're expecting, summer is upon us in South Florida. Warm and toasty.
And that's why I'm bringing up this topic, which has nothing to do with nutrition. But it does have something to do with life here in South Florida. You have the ability to have a very handy husband around your home. And as people know or don't know, Mike was very instrumental in helping us put together the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center store here in Margate. And I was faced with a situation at home. My fan in the bedroom stopped working.
I'm not
a mechanic. I'm not an expert. I have absolutely no desire to be mechanically inclined in any way, shape, manner, or form. That's not my thing. You want to talk to me nutrition? You want to talk supplements? You want to talk good health? You want to talk food? I'd be more than happy to discuss that. But when it comes to mechanical things, I shy away from it because I have virtually no experience at all. So anyway, my wife went to look for fans to replace the one that was dead. And she went to this place called Dan's Fan City, which is in our neighborhood. It's on Federal Highway, just south of Oakland Park Boulevard. Actually, it's south of a little bit south of Wilton Manors. And she went in there. She looked at the fan. She loved it. And she said, you got to go take a look at it just to make sure you're okay with it. So last week, I went down to look at the fan. Looked great to me. Very nice. And I spoke to the manager of the store, a man by the name of Daryl Gamble. And this was one of the most interesting men I've spoken to mechanically because I know nothing about mechanics. But he was very kind enough to explain to me what went on with installing a fan. I'm not an electrician. I'm not mechanically inclined. So I said to him, if I buy the fan, Dan, do you have somebody that can install it? And he said to me, by all means, even if I have to install it myself for you, I'll be more than happy to do that. Well, to make a long story short, Daryl was kind enough to come from Dan's Fan City last night to my home and install the new fan. And I'm not going to get into price or anything like that because the fan served our purpose with a remote control. So it was very convenient. It also gave us a little bit of light in the bedroom, which we didn't have from the old fan. So it was a well worthwhile investment as far as I was concerned. But the point I want to bring out is that Daryl Gamble gave me and my wife great customer service. And I think when it comes for good customer service in today's marketplace, you have to be thankful and people should be rewarded. So I'm speaking on behalf of my interest in letting him know that the customer service that he received or I received from him was outstanding. So, Daryl, I thank you. And if anybody is looking for a fan, go down to 2530 North Federal Highway in Fort Lauderdale. It's not too far from the Whole Foods, just a little bit north of the Whole Foods Market that's there. And if you want a phone number, it's 954-566-0700. 954-566-0700. This is not a paid commercial. I didn't do anything to earn this for anybody, but I'm just giving people a heads up that if you're in the market for a fan, especially now coming into the warm and toasty season, as we were speaking about, you definitely want to keep your home cool. Janet, now we can go to our topic of the day. And the topic of the day has to do with the continuing education courses that you took up in Orlando.
Yes, indeed, and extremely helpful information. And I will share with our listeners the first presenter who had so much very important information with regard to stem cell science. And this presenter, fortunately for all of our listeners here in South Florida, does maintain a private practice in Boca Raton. So his name is Dr. Joseph Pirida, and he is an MD. He's had his office as part of the Boca Raton Orthopedic Group for years and years and years. I've lived in Boca for so many years, and I've known of the Boca Raton Orthopedic Group for a great number of years. So he is affiliated with Boca Raton Regional Hospital, West Boca Medical Center, Delray Medical Center, and he is very much at the forefront of bringing to the practice, the orthopedic practice in Boca, the benefits associated with platelet-rich plasma and stem cell. And his perspective is there's this giant gap. The gap is, what are the choices for treatment if someone has a muscle injury, a ligament and tendon injury, a joint injury? So where do you go after you have used supplements and changed your diet and possibly had physical therapy, acupuncture, massage therapy, any number of the more conservative approaches to create healing in a joint, and you haven't achieved the level of healing that is important to you? Your injury or degeneration has severely limited what your activity level can be. And so in speaking with an orthopedist, the next suggestion from that orthopedist is, okay, well, we've tried everything, the pain relieving approaches, any number of different therapies, and now our only choice left is surgery. And so here is this practitioner of advanced orthopedic medicine saying that gap is just too tremendously wide. And so for a number of years, in addition to the typical presentations that he offers to his orthopedic patients, he has been studying platelet-rich plasma and stem cell therapy. So what he refers to as regenerative medicine. And so his question to the nutritionists and dietitians, massage therapists, chiropractors, all of the individuals making up this continuing education class, the question he posed to them is, when's the last time a doctor healed you? And he very much was of the perspective that this is a trick question. And as he continued his presentation, what he had to say about that is, it's your cells that heal an injury. It is the potential of your cells to reverse a degenerative path within your body. So isn't necessarily a doctor intervening. It isn't necessarily a surgical intervention. It isn't a pharmaceutical. It is your cells. So what are we going to do to create the cellular picture that ultimately leads to regeneration? So his focus is rebuilding missing tissue, rebuilding damaged tissue and organs, and using cellular technology in order to accomplish that. And so where do you start for that regenerative medicine? Platelet-rich plasma, PRP. Now, there's a very specific approach to gathering the platelets, and keep in mind that the platelets are such specialized cells in your bloodstream, and they are the lowest percentage. They make up one of the lowest percentages of the different components found in your blood. And so what they do is gather your serum blood, and then they put it through a centrifuge, and the centrifuge separates the contents, the makeup of your blood, and what they are left with is platelet-rich plasma, something totally separated from your total serum blood. And what that actually achieves when you have this specialized accumulation of blood cells, they're going to be able to enhance the process of cytokine regeneration. So cytokines are the cells within your blood that actually deliver signals. They're the communicators. So that's kind of the best description. So the platelet-rich plasma supporting cell-to-cell communication. And what this whole approach is with your treating your blood is you're going to activate stem cells to be produced in great numbers in order to initiate repair mechanisms. So that's the beginning introduction for what was an incredible presentation about healing. I hear that music in the background, and that does mean it's time for us to take a break here on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Jack Cimarelli, and I'm at the Greenlands location in Delray Beach, and I'm speaking by phone with Mr. Al Foreman, who is at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. We'll be right back with more.
Hi, this is Janet for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour, and I would love to introduce you to the fabulous staff at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center in Margate. I would like to introduce you to Tom. Good morning, Tom.
Good morning. You know, I've been helping people with their nutritional choices for about 30 years, and I have to thank Mr. Al Foreman and Save a Lot for letting me do this now, and to save them a great deal of money.
Okay, so saving money and guiding customers to the right supplements, that's your specialty?
Absolutely. I love helping people, and I get such a thrill when people come back to me and tell me that I actually changed their life sometimes. You know, this is a wonderful, wonderful feeling.
I'm so glad that you had this opportunity to share your responsibility at Save a Lot Nutrition Center with our customers. Thanks so much, Tom.
Very welcome.
Jana Juice gives you the antioxidant protection that is so important to support the health of your cells. Two easy-to-swallow capsules help to minimize the damage for free radicals, energize on a cellular level, enhance your immune response, all with two capsules per day. Come into Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers and learn more. 3105 North State Road 7, Margate, a half mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Plaza. Come in today, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655. 855.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. It is a Friday, beautiful day here in sunny South Florida, a little warm and toasty, but that's something we can all expect and look forward to as the coming months are coming upon us. The topic today is the issue that Janet went through. I shouldn't say it's an issue. It's a learning process that keeps her in tune with what the nutrition field has to offer the public, as opposed to what the pharmaceutical giants of the country do to doctors with respect to what new pharmaceuticals are available. And we all know that pharmaceuticals do have a certain amount of side effects. In fact, I don't think I've ever seen a commercial on TV that said there was absolutely no side effects with this particular pharmaceutical. And Janet's topic is on stem cells. The thing that I'm going through in my mind right now, Janet, is you expressed the interest that stem cells are a major part of what functions in the body. At birth, we're born with so many stem cells. As we age, what happens to those stem cells?
Well, for a variety of different reasons, the number and quality of the stem cells decreases as we age.
All right. And they can decrease because of disease, illness, immune system?
Well, a lot of it has to do with nutrition, interestingly enough. And certainly lifestyle does play a very big part in it. I started off with the platelet-rich plasma, the PRP. And so PRP treatments are extremely efficient for soft tissue injury, cartilage, certain types of joint injuries. And what's interesting is the medical community, the pharmaceutical community, and mainstream orthopedic practice in many instances does not necessarily have quality approaches that bring back that level of function that most people are looking for when they seek treatment. So people dealing with bursitis, I can't tell you how many people I talk to who have been diagnosed with rotator cuff tears, tendinitis, something I'm pretty familiar with, tennis elbow, Achilles problem, so Achilles tendinitis, heel spur. It's interesting, I just spoke with someone yesterday who was dealing with a heel spur. So any kind of muscle tear, sprain, those kind of injuries, because sometimes sprains interfere with function to an even longer extent and a greater degree than if you had actually broken a bone. People who are dealing with cartilage issues, so very often the discussion with the doctor would go to, well, there's bone on bone. There's nothing we can do for your pain. You absolutely must have a joint replacement surgery. But with PRP treatment, meniscus tears, degenerative arthritic diagnoses. So if you've been told you have bone on bone, one of the approaches that you can make is talk to the Boca Raton Orthopedic Group, the Institute of Regenerative and Molecular Orthopedics. So this is what Dr. Purita, who made this presentation, this is what he does. So he talks about all of the different types of stem cells. And what he says in regard to your question, Al, is adult stem cells. And he says, and this is according to a researcher at the Howard Hughes Medical Institute, our bodies are constantly undergoing stem cell therapy. We would live 1 or 2 days without adult stem cells. So it's essential to have these cells doing their cellular tissue repair approach. And I think that there was a lot of controversy when there initially stem cell therapy was being brought into the forefront. And the controversy was part of the issue of whether to use embryonic stem cells or adult stem cells that are gathered from your bone marrow. There are a variety of different ways to access stem cells. And so it was very interesting that government kind of moved back a bit during Ronald Reagan's administration because of the potential for benefit to those people diagnosed with early onset Alzheimer's disease and the potential for overcoming some of those symptoms with stem cell therapy. But embryonic stem cells have kind of been pushed to the side because suppose there is a genetic abnormality that has not yet manifested in those embryonic stem cells. And so when that is unknown, what they have decided over the years is you're much better to do adult stem cells, bone marrow stem cells. There are a variety, and depending on what the goal of the therapy is, that's what type of stem cell you would go to. And so now we get into a discussion with regard to an area that so many of our customers and the clients that I see are familiar with, and what I'm talking about is telomeres. And so you can do a lot of wonderful therapy with the stem cells, but if you are not supporting healthy, lengthened telomeres, then the cells that are created as part of stem cell therapy, those cells wouldn't necessarily be so supportive of, number one, a truly healthy joint, and overall longevity. So when for our listeners who haven't necessarily been familiar with telomeres, so when you're a cell in certain tissue is worn out, your DNA is signaled to produce a new cell. And each time a new cell is produced, the telomere, the tail on the end of that DNA, is shortened. And ultimately, the more your cells are damaged, that's why you want to take really good care of yourself, the more your cells have damaged and have to be replaced, what you want to do is support the length of your telomere. So when you look at the list of areas where people suffer because their telomeres have been so shortened, the list is astonishing. Cardiovascular disease, cancer, Alzheimer's, arthritis, osteoporosis, and it's really interesting because there's so much information about the use of specific stem cells to overcome a diagnosis of osteoporosis or at least stop the degeneration in the quality of the bone tissue. So skin aging, PRP, that platelet-rich plasma, that's very much available to minimize the presence of cross-linking, and it's cross-linking in your skin cells that ultimately manifest as wrinkles and skin tissue that just doesn't have a lot of elasticity. Macular degeneration. So many different diagnoses. Lupus. So those are just a few of the examples where shortened telomeres play a role in ultimately a diagnosis of a disease. So what can you do? Telomerase, that is the enzyme that is actually available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center from a company by the name of Enzymedica. And they have telomere supplement that people can take. And so we are getting into very deep cellular repair, and you have the potential to support that quality cellular repair with Enzymedica telomere formula. So that is the substance that's going to allow your telomeres to remain lengthened, that those telomeres are going to do the correct function. They're going to protect the chromosomes, protect the DNA pathways that are so much a part of maintaining healthy tissue.
Jen, if I'm understanding correctly as to how you're describing the process, in order to grow telomeres, you have to have stem cells. And when
no.
Okay.
Telomeres are going to be the substance that will make the cells that are replaced because of the stem cell therapy. It will make those cells very healthy cells, and consequently the tissue, because of those healthy cells, that tissue will repair and function optimally. So you want the telomeres lengthened so that the stem cell therapy will have a far greater beneficial effect. If you were just to use adult stem cells that ultimately had very short telomeres, the production of cellular tissue would be aged cellular tissue. I don't know if I'm explaining that correctly, not correctly, easily understood manner of presenting that information. So you need lengthened telomeres, and people can do that certainly with different foods, different lifestyle issues, but Enzymedica has a supplement that will be supportive of telomeres.
All right, so basically, if someone wanted to do it on their own, they could use the Enzymedica product called Stem Cell. Is that correct?
Yes.
All right, if they wanted to do it through Dr. Parita, they would visit his office, and what kind of a treatment would he do to boost their stem cells?
Okay, well, telomeres are not necessarily going to boost the stem cells. In order to have healthy stem cells and overcome an injury, your challenge is first to have lengthened telomeres. And then when you have done the different approaches to maintain lengthened telomeres, then it would be appropriate to do the gathering of the stem cells.
I do hear that music. We can resume, I guess,
okay,
when we come back.
All right. So you are tuned to the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Jan Cimarelli, and I'm speaking with Mr. Al Foreman. He is in my office at the Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in the city of Margate. You can find Save a Lot just 1/2 mile south of Semple Road on 441 in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. And we'll be right back with more on the Save a Lot Nutrition Hour.
You can find Janet's best formulas at Save a Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center. Learn about building a healthy body with Jana Juice. 2 capsules per day start you on your way with easy-to-assimilate antioxidants from kojai, noni, pomegranate, raspberry, lychee, and more. Start today to enhance your health with Jana Juice. Visit Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers to learn more. 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center.
Educational meetings, expert advice, information directed at achieving wellness rather than merely treating symptoms. This is just a glimpse of what you will find at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. If achieving health goals has been eluding you, discuss your health issues with me, Janet Cimarelli. Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center was founded on the principle that good health does not mean sacrificing your budget. Learn how we do things differently at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Centers. We concentrate our efforts on supporting wellness with the highest quality supplements at the very best of the best prices. Come save a lot of your money at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7, 1/2 mile south of Sample Road in the Penn Dutch Shopping Center, 754-307-1655, 754-307-1655.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, and I want to let our listeners know that Janet Cimarelli will be available today to answer any questions you may have concerning the show we're doing right now or any health issues that you may look to help improve yourself with. Please stop down and see Janet today. She's here from 4 to 7 today, and tomorrow, Saturday, she's here from 1 to 5. Right now, she's up at the Greenland Store up in Delray on Federal Highway. And if you happen to be up in that area and you'd like to speak to her, please feel free to stop down there. She'll be there until 2 o'clock today. And we're speaking about the CEUs that Janet attended up in Orlando between last week and this week. And the topic that we're discussing has to do with stem cells and telomere length. And I know there are some people, including myself, that may not be 100% clear of how you lengthen telomeres and how you acquire strength in the stem cells. And I did want to make mention, Janet, that there are two products that we have here that may be worthwhile discussing, one of which you did discuss, and that's the Enzymedica stem cell product. That happens to be a bottle of 60 capsules, has a manufacturer suggested retail price of $41.99. We have an everyday low price of only $25.19. Recommended dose is 2 a day. And up until tomorrow, 6 o'clock, between today and tomorrow, you can receive an additional 10% off all the products from Enzymedica. That's Enzymedic Therapy. They make probably the finest line of enzymes that you're going to find anywhere. So, again, the Enzymedica line of enzymes will be an additional 10% off today up until 8 o'clock and tomorrow, Saturday, all day from 9 to 6. The other product we have, Janet, is the one from Source Natural called Telomeron, which states on the label telomere DNA protection. And I'll turn it back to you so we can get further in depth into the issue of telomeres and stem cells.
So people can take supplements like astragalus. Vitamin D is supportive of lengthening your telomeres. And basically, this is a lot of information that has been around for quite a while. Dr. Dean Ornish did a lot of the research with regard to the importance of protecting your telomeres. So astragalus, resveratrol is another telomere protector, and vitamin D. So those three things. But if you do those things and don't support yourself with a really healthy lifestyle, what's a healthy lifestyle? Exercise. There is so much information out there about the importance of movement with regard to keeping healthy telomeres. And high quality water. The right types of food choices during your meals. And so those are some of the suggestions on how to enhance telomere length in your body. Then if you want to continue in that vein with stem cells being having the potential to enhance your healing capacity. Actually, some of the research shows about regrowing cartilage. Remember I talked about that bone on bone? Well, those people who have been diagnosed with a joint that has so highly degenerated that there is no cartilage left, and they're facing potentially having a joint replacement surgery, here's an option before they go to that joint replacement surgery. Platelet-rich plasma, doing some soft tissue repair, and then some stem cell therapy. And one of the interesting things is there's a kind of complicated way, and so I will just bring it down to a very, very short phrase. Acupuncture actually has the ability to stimulate the production of stem cells. So many different approaches out there. Okay, people who may be doing anti-aging approaches at Cleveland Clinic, one of the suggestions for supporting, again, the ability of your body to produce high-quality stem cells, calorie restriction. And so 2 days a month to do 2 consecutive days each month to do calorie restriction, 750 calories for those 2 days. And the more you learn about anti-aging medicine, there are so many different details like that that are of great help in supporting your body's ability to maintain the length of the telomeres and to produce stem cells that have the capacity to heal. One of the very interesting sources for stem cells is fat tissue. It has a lot of stem cells. Now, the stem cells from different parts of the body, those stem cells would be appropriate for different types of repair to organs. So the fat tissue, adipose stem cells, they're very helpful for supporting pancreas, the heart, very helpful for bone regeneration as well as muscle regeneration. So there are so many approaches, and certainly with regard to those people who want to get started enhancing the function of stem cells in their bodies, keeping in mind that the better our stem cells work, the less likely we are to have to deal with the effects of tissue breakdown, which is ultimately aging. So lots and lots of approaches for using stem cells, using platelet-rich plasma. Okay, so now I'm getting to the end of the presentation, and keep in mind, I have dramatically shortened the information that was presented by Dr. Purita, and at some future date, I hope that Dr. Purita can join us on the show and enhance on the introduction I've made for our listeners with regard to stem cells and platelet-rich plasma. Okay, so people who have active infections, they would not be a candidate for stem cell injections. People with anemia, they're not candidates. And people who are taking Coumadin, Plavix, that's okay. That those pharmaceuticals are not interfering with the use of stem cells. Okay, so what are some of the supplements that people can use in order to support stem cell? Maybe prepare yourself for if you're thinking about, okay, well, this is something that I would have to look into, and you want to start preparing, make those stem cells and telomeres the healthiest possible. Omega-3 fatty acids, very important to use those. Resveratrol, I mentioned that before. Resveratrol has so many anti-aging capacities and support of very good health. Vitamin D3 and vitamin C, that Stem XL supplement from Enzymedica, very supportive of enhancing your body's ability to produce healthy stem cells that have lengthy telomeres. Shark liver oil, that was something that has been around for many, many years. From Solgar, I believe, has a shark liver oil. Then melatonin, very important to have the presence of melatonin, highly functional melatonin, and of course your benefit with that is a good night's sleep. And substances that are going to be supportive of collagen production. So there are so many things that you can do on your own to enhance the activity and efficient function of your telomeres and your stem cells. And you want to very much protect yourself from free radical damage. And so we know that antioxidant approach is crucially important. So whole foods, those are important. They are part of the approach to maintain proper proliferation of healthy bone marrow stem cells. And that antioxidant profile from phytonutrients, I have at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center the Jana juice, and the antioxidant capacity of all of those super fruits dramatically supporting overall protection from free radical influence. So many different ways to take really good care of yourself. Stem XL, the telomere product, and you have the potential, maybe just by doing your own support of telomeres and stem cells, maybe that therapy is sufficient. Maybe you will see the kind of healing that has been elusive. So tendonitis, tendon tears, I mentioned rotator cuff tears, neck and back pain. So many different approaches can be helped with supporting your stem cells. And that music in the background means it's time for us to take a break here on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. I'm Janet Cimarelli. I'm speaking to you from Greenland Store in Delray Beach. I'm on the phone with Mr. Al Foreman, who is available at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate. We'll be right back with more.
Caring for your health doesn't stop with taking the best supplements. Caring for your health also means reducing your exposure to harmful chemicals. Come see the great selection of skincare products that contain no harmful chemicals. Products that support your good health and the health of the world around us. Natural hair care, body washes, fragrances, essential oils, moisturizers. All of these support your good health with natural products, natural ingredients at great prices, fabulous prices, unmatched prices, all at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center, 3105 North State Road 7 in Margate, 754-307-1655.
Are you looking for expert advice on how to improve your health? Now you can conveniently schedule consultations with Janet Cimarelli, licensed nutritionalist, at the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center. Janet is a licensed nutrition counselor specializing in the field of natural foods and supplements. Janet offers consultations in her office with convenient and flexible times to meet the needs of your busy life. Janet will educate you on how to manage your diet and lifestyle to overcome illness. Her areas of expertise include allergies, diabetes, heart disease, hormone replacement, weight management, insomnia, and healthy aging. Don't wait. Come see Janet and she'll guide you to change your diet and change your life. Take control of your health at Save-A-Lot Nutrition Center and tune in to hear Janet on the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour, Monday through Friday, 10 to 11 a.m., right here on WNN.
Good morning, everybody. This is Al Foreman for the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour. It's Friday, excuse me, and we're speaking with Janet Cimarelli, who happens to be at the Greenland store up in Delray Beach on Federal Highway, and she'll be there till 2 o'clock today if you happen to be in the area. This afternoon, she'll be resuming her activity here at Save-A-Lot from 4 to 7, and tomorrow, Saturday, from 1 to 5. The topic today we're speaking about are stem cells and telomeres. And I had mentioned the fact that Source Natural has a product called Telomeron, and it's a bottle of 60 tablets. Clearly states on the label it's a DNA protection for telomeres. And Janet mentioned several different products for people to take to build the telomeres. And in this particular product, there is astragalus, N-acetylcysteine, L-carnosine, turmeric, green tea, trans-resveratrol, grapeseed extract, and a tocotrienol extract, as well as the D3 and B12. So this is a product that maybe people would consider using if that's their goal. The price of this particular product has a suggested retail of $34.98. We have an everyday low price of only $20.99. So, again, that's the Source Natural Telomeron. One question with Dr. Parita's discussion on stem cells and telomeres, Janet. Are there any blood tests available to measure stem cells and telomeron or telomeres?
I believe there are. I believe there are, and that would all be done at the Institute for Regenerative Medicine, which is part of the Boca Raton Orthopedic Group.
All right, so they could then measure either stem cells or telomeres or both.
Right.
And would you call it this isolated kind of a test or a requested test, not something done normally?
It would certainly be an isolated test, and it was an area that Dr. Purita did not necessarily cover. He talked about all of the ways of enhancing your stem cells, enhancing telomeres, but not necessarily testing them. But of course, that would be what would be done when they gathered your serum blood and then centrifuged it to recover the platelets. The platelet-rich plasma would then be part of the therapy that you would move on to evaluate your stem cells. But we all have stem cells. We all have stem cells that are functioning at a very high level every day, particularly if we're taking any of those supplements that we were mentioning, the astragalus, the vitamin D, the resveratrol, all of those. And I'm sure that that's one of the things that they're going to test if someone moves toward having stem cell therapy. And, you know, so here we have the opportunity just to support our own stem cells and enhance our healing capacity, because as, you know, anybody who is over the age of, let's say, 45 knows the difference between the rate of healing when you were 10 and the rate of healing when you're 45. But we don't have to settle for that. There are ways that we can support all of the immune functions within our bodies with these supplements and a healthy lifestyle. Consider doing calorie restriction. Another area that is enhancing for stem cell production. And there are a number of different sports teams that are using it, which is hyperthermia. So being immersed in a very cold situation. And keep in mind, that's been something going on for centuries, that people would have the soothing, muscle-relaxing aspect of hot springs, hot water, and then a plunge in a cold pool. And now they're using really dramatically low temperatures. I'm not necessarily familiar with exactly what the temperatures are, but professional athletes, after a very demanding game or participation in their sport, they are being immersed in very, very cold areas. So, and what does that do? It enhances tissue repair because their stem cells are functioning at optimal levels.
Well, Jen, I want to remind our listeners that the entire line of Enzymedica enzymes, and we carry somewhere around 60 different products from Enzymedica, all will be an additional 10% off the everyday low price today and tomorrow. And as an extra special surprise, we have Jeff Owen, who is the Southeast representative, will be available tomorrow from 11 to 3, giving away samples, literature, and coupons on many of these fine products from Enzymedica. And he is very knowledgeable. Has done a tremendous amount of research on the entire line of Enzymedica, including the stem cell. So if you have any further questions between him and Janet Cimarelli, who's available today from 4 to 7 and tomorrow from 1 to 5, I think it would be a good idea for you to stop down. Would you venture to say, Janet, if someone came to see you with an issue of fibromyalgia, I'll use that as an example, how would you direct them as far as stem cells or telomeres?
Wow. I have to say that Dr. Parida didn't necessarily get into any issues of using stem cells for fibromyalgia, but individuals that I would work with regard to fibromyalgia, Jaro Formulas has a D-ribose, and I've had dramatic benefit for the unusual lethargy and fatigue that's part of fibromyalgia. The D-ribose is very helpful at supporting that. And then oxygenation, critically important for fibromyalgia. And so ubiquinol, and the doses of ubiquinol for fibromyalgia, I would put in the range of about 600 milligrams, 300 at breakfast, 300 at lunch. Dramatic support for fibromyalgia there. And the hydration, helpful levels of really good quality water, and to a certain extent, people would want to have water that is minimal, that would have minimal content of minerals, but then they have to actually be supportive of taking in minerals from their food, so vegetables, fruits, nuts, seeds, and so on, and possibly food source mineral formula would be really good. Aloe vera is particularly effective at reducing the inflammation associated with fibromyalgia while enhancing normalization of the immune system response. One of the situations associated with fibromyalgia is non-restful sleep. So the sleep cycles and the duration of those sleep cycles, the number of those sleep cycles is interrupted. And so theanine is dramatically beneficial at reestablishing those sleep cycles. Magnesium to release the muscle tension, also very helpful. And of course, high-quality antioxidant nutrients. So I would review their diet because it becomes very apparent many times when you're talking about fibromyalgia that the diet is unfortunately full of substances that have damaging aspects, and you want to get those out of the diet. Crucially important.
Janet, I think you've given our listeners a whole lot to think about, which is great. Everything to help them improve their overall health position and live a long, healthy life. And we will look forward to your presence here this afternoon from 4 to 7 and tomorrow, Saturday, 1 to 5.
I will be there. And to all of our listeners, thanks so much for tuning in to Save a Lot Nutrition Hour. And in order to stay healthy, come on in and see me and find out about those fabulous prices at Save-A-Lot. We will be back on Monday at 10. Thanks for listening.
You've been listening to the Save-A-Lot Nutrition Hour with your hosts, Mr. Al Foreman, and licensed nutrition counselor, Janet Cimarelli. Remember to tune in every weekday at 10 a.m. and find out more about EDLP. The opinions expressed on the preceding sponsored program were strictly those of its hosts, guests, and callers, and not necessarily those of this station, its staff, management, or sponsors.